Lutheran Radio UK presents Love Letters, a study on the Apostle Paul's Epistle to the Romans with Pastor Arno Bessel.
My name is Arno Bessel. I'm pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. It is a pleasure to have you listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Welcome to Love Letters. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave his life for us so that we would have a new life, a life of freedom. In our last study, we reflected on freedom from the law. We have seen that God's holy, righteous, and good law discloses our sin and condemns us. We have also seen that, as Christians, we face a constant struggle, a struggle between our old evil nature and the new spiritual nature created in us by the Holy Spirit. Even though we know what is righteous and want to do what is righteous, many times we fail badly. We do not do the good we want, but the evil we do not want is what we do. However, Jesus Christ fulfilled the law of God for us, paid for our transgressions, and made us free to live a God-pleasing life. Today we would like to continue reflecting on the new life, focusing particularly on the theme, Life in the Spirit and Heirs with Christ. Let us get on board with the Apostle Paul, listening to the words he has written in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 1 to 4.
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
As we read the Bible, we come across many striking statements, which in one way or another capture our attention. It seems there are many such priceless gems in Scripture.
You are absolutely right. These statements leave a deep impression on us and impart great comfort, peace, and hope. One of the most impressive statements in Scripture is this: There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. It may be a good idea highlighting these words in your Bible. So let me say them again. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:1. Time and again, Scripture depicts human beings as wonderful creatures of God, but sinners. Being honest, you and I need to join the apostle in the description he makes of himself. He says, I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. We have been born of sinful parents. Consequently, we inherited a sinful human nature. The illness of sin is deeply rooted in our being, and evil contaminates us from top to bottom. Jesus referred to this fact, saying, For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. Our daily lives are stained with evil.
Sometimes it seems hard to admit that our lives are stained with evil, or do we tend to ignore it?
Yes, that can be the case. However, we need to be honest with ourselves. We say words we shouldn't say. We have feelings and thoughts we shouldn't have. We do things we shouldn't do. In his holy, righteous, and good law, God requires perfect obedience. Jesus says, You must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. The truth is that we are far from perfect. What are then the consequences of our sinful nature and our daily transgressions of God's law? Scriptures leave it crystal clear. The wages of sin is death. By death is meant much more than physical death. The wages of sin is death, that is, eternal separation from God, eternal punishment. This is the awful and terrifying fate of all transgressors of God's law, including me and you.
Does it mean there is no light at the end of the tunnel?
There is light. In this our dark and despairing condition, a bright light of hope shines. Out of love and compassion, God has done for us what we could not do. The Apostle Paul says, God sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world in the form of a human being. Sinless Jesus took our place under the law, and He fulfilled the law for us. He suffered the punishment we deserve. He rescued us from eternal condemnation. Christ set us free from sin and death and placed us in a new life. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. United by faith to Jesus Christ, we are declared not guilty. The requirements of the law have been fulfilled by Jesus. The penalty has been paid with Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Death has been defeated by Christ's resurrection from the grave. Having been declared not guilty and being united to Christ by faith, follows a new life in the Spirit. That is what the Apostle Paul talks about in Romans chapter 8, verses 5 to 8.
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
The apostle traces a sharp distinction between two ways of living: living according to the flesh and living according to the Spirit.
What are the characteristics of living according to the flesh and living according to the Spirit?
Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. That is, everything that our fallen, self-centered human nature desires and does. Some of these things are enumerated by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. The Apostle writes, Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. Those who live according to the flesh and set their mind on the flesh are hostile to God, rebel against Him, do not submit and cannot submit themselves to the law of God. They have no power whatsoever to please God. What is the ultimate consequence of living according to the flesh? The ultimate consequence is nothing less than death, precisely death. In contrast, the characteristics and consequences of those who live according to the Spirit is totally different. They set their minds on the things of the Spirit. Which are these things? Some examples are again enumerated by the Apostle Paul in his letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. The Apostle writes, The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. What is the ultimate result of those who live according to the Spirit? The result is life. Life with God now, and life eternal to come in heaven. We will be back after a short break. Please stay with us.
The British Lutheran is the magazine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. Published 6 times per year, it looks at topical issues as well as local and international Lutheran news. The magazine also provides a forum for viewpoints and opinions that help us all consider what following Jesus means today. If you would like a free copy of the British Lutheran, contact the ELCE Central Office in Cambridge on central@lutheran.co.uk and ask for a copy to be sent to you. The British Lutheran, the magazine of the ELCE.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the Spread the Word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, all about Christ and to all God's people.
Welcome back to Love Letters. You're listening to Lutheran Radio UK. I'm Arno Bessel, pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. We are reflecting on Paul's letter to the Romans. We have seen that Christ has freed us from the curse and punishment of God's law so that we can live a new life. We have also seen that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Released from guilt and forgiven by Christ follows a new life according to the Spirit. Having said that, Paul addresses directly the readers of his letter. He says in Romans chapter 8, verses 9 to 11.
You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you.
It seems that Paul presumes that the readers of his letter are living according to the Spirit.
Yes, Paul speaks to believers in Christ and stresses the marvelous work the Holy Spirit has done for them, to the point of making his dwelling in them. The Spirit of God dwells in the believers. What an honor, my friends. The Holy Spirit dwells in you who believe in Jesus. Having been purified by Christ's blood and united to him by faith, the Holy Spirit chose our body as his dwelling. Consequently, we belong to Christ. We are his own, and he, Christ, together with the Holy Spirit, dwell in us, in our body. Now, this body of ours is subject to death, and one day it will die. However, that's not the end. The Apostle Paul points to Jesus' resurrection. Jesus has been raised from the grave by the Spirit, and he returned to life. Likewise, Christ rose from the dead. Our mortal bodies will also be risen to life. The same Spirit who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us up by his power. You see, what amazing things God has done for us. He has given us life in the Spirit. But not everything has been mentioned yet. There is more good news in store for us today. The Apostle Paul says that we have been adopted as children of God, and as a result, we are fellow heirs with Christ. Listen how the Apostle spells out these remarkable truths in Romans chapter 8, verses 12 to 17.
So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him.
Once again, the apostle reminds us that our fallen nature no longer has any claim on us. Therefore, we are no longer compelled to obey its impulses or satisfy its desires. Through the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, we constantly fight our evil nature to subdue it, even to put it to death. Declared not guilty by Christ and trusting in him, we are led by the Spirit. The apostle remarks, "All who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God."
Sons of God, what an honorable title.
It surely is the highest honor to be called sons of God. It gives us a remarkable position. Sons of God is the same as children of God. If there are children, then of course there is a father. God is not pictured as a tyrant or a brutal boss. On the contrary, God is pictured as a lovely and caring father. By nature, we have not been children of God. However, God loved us and adopted us as his children. He took us in as his own. Through faith in his Son Jesus Christ, we have been put into this intimate relationship with God. He is our Father. We are his adopted children. So our relationship with God is not one of slavery, oppression, or fear. No, our relationship with God is one of confidence, of closeness, of intimacy. We can address God as Abba, an Aramaic expression which translated into English means Father.
Paul also speaks of heirs of God. Could you please develop this concept a little?
Since we are children of God, follows that we are heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. Our full status as God's children makes us beneficiaries of everything Christ possesses. Children, including adopted children, are entitled to inherit the possessions of the Heavenly Father. Having been adopted by grace, our Heavenly Father grants his children the right to inherit what belongs to him and what belongs to his Son, Jesus Christ. In other words, what belongs to Christ also belongs to us. We share with Christ in everything, including in his suffering and in his glory. Christ suffered all sorts of distress, persecution, even death. Being fellow heirs with Christ, we share in his sufferings when we experience frustration, loss, and other kinds of adversity. However, Christ's final harvest was not suffering but glory. Being fellow heirs with Christ, we are promised to share also in his glory when the Father will grant us the inheritance of heaven. We have been given life in the Spirit, declared not guilty, and have been prepared to produce good fruits. Besides, God also adopted us by grace as his children and made us fellow heirs with Christ of all the riches he has in store. It couldn't get better than that, could it? God's message of love is for people, so let us listen to what people have to say. Today we would like to ask some questions to Sarah about the relevance of God's message in her life. Sarah, some of the significant words in the letter of Paul to the Romans we consider today are these in chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We'd like to ask you, Sarah, what does this statement mean to you?
It means to me that I am not condemned because I am with Christ Jesus and he is my Savior. I believe in him and know that my faith is what saves me from being condemned if I were not with Christ. Jesus is the one who rescued me from eternal condemnation. I'm thankful to be one with Christ and pray he will continue to guide me in the faith throughout my life.
How important is it for you to know and believe that through faith in Jesus you are reckoned not guilty?
It is extremely important to me to know that through faith in Jesus I'm reckoned not guilty. This knowledge guides me in my faith, knowing that God has forgiven me for my sins, despite being a sinful human being. I know I don't deserve His great mercy, but in His loving kindness, He has granted life in Him. I also strongly believe that it is through my faith in Him that I am saved. He has declared me not guilty along with other believers, and I am thankful for His compassion.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. My name is Arno Bessel. I am pastor of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth. To find out more about the Lutheran Church in Plymouth, go to stpeterslutherans.co.uk. Welcome to our Sunday services at 11 a.m. and our Bible studies on Wednesday at 7 p.m. To find the nearest Lutheran congregation to you, go to lutheran.co.uk. Locate on the website directory, and there you will see a list of the congregations. We will be back at the same time next week to continue reflecting on love letters. We hope you will join us to reflect on the theme, Hope in a Glorious Future. Should you have any questions or comments on our studies of love letters, please write an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Note also that the podcast of our studies is available for download. All you need to do is to go to lutheranradio.co.uk, find podcasts, and select Love Letters. Please stay tuned into Lutheran Radio UK and enjoy the next program. God bless and keep you.